President Donald Trump's ambitious plan to overhaul the nation's tax system is receiving mixed reviews from area lawmakers. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that lawmakers in the Northeast are particularly concerned about a proposal to do away with deductions for state and local taxes.
President Trump is trying to go big on taxes. He's proposing dropping the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 15%. Republican Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents parts of four counties west of Philadelphia, says that may be a tad ambitious.
I felt the president's plan was the opening negotiating position, and that tax reform, both in terms of simplifying the tax code and bringing rates down, is what we need in order to get real economic growth in the country. I remain somewhat skeptical that you're going to be able to get the rate that low, but I take it for what it is, which is the opening, an open negotiating tool.
But Democrats are asking how the White House plans to recoup the loss of as much as $6 trillion in revenue over a decade, according to the Tax Policy Center. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell says the plan should make deficit hawks sick to their stomachs.
It's been a disaster. It's going to be a big hole in the revenue side. I'm supported for 10 years reducing the tax rate for corporations. But what I would consider reasonable is around 24-25%. That itself causes a hole. This makes a bigger hole.
Trump also wants to cut taxes on top earners, like himself, his family, and many members of his cabinet. But one plank of the plan is sticking out to many lawmakers in our region. The White House wants to end deductions for what you pay in local and state taxes. Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle says it's a non-starter.
I have to say, as someone who represents Philadelphia and the Philadelphia area, that would badly hurt Pennsylvania. It would badly hurt the Northeast of this country. New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, the rest of Pennsylvania. We would be disproportionately affected.
Boyle says the state and local tax deductions are a matter of fairness.
And really what this means is the Trump proposal is double taxation. That you would be paying tax at the local and state level and then have to pay tax again on the federal level on the same income, not taking into account that you've already paid tax on the one time. So I strongly oppose it.
Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says average Americans are going to kick and scream to keep the deductions they currently rely on in place.
The political opposition to eliminating all deductions is going to be significant. We'll see. What this seems to me to be at this point is more of a campaign broadside than a thoroughly worked out tax plan.
It's no surprise New Jersey lawmakers oppose the idea. The Garden State is notorious for its high property taxes, which are deductible now. It's also a big deal in Pennsylvania. According to the Tax Foundation, six states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, California, New York, Illinois, and Texas, account for the money returned through this deduction. The Trump plan also eliminates one of the taxes used to fund Obamacare, which Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania says doesn't go far enough.
Even if we get rid of all of Obamacare tax increases, which I hope we will do, we still have $800 billion over 10 years worth of Obama-era tax increases. Why do we want to lock that in? I don't.
And Toomey says he believes the contours of the Trump plan would spur economic growth, which he says will fill the federal government's coffers with even more revenue.
The metric that matters about deficits and debt is debt as a percentage of the economy. That's what matters. If we have strong enough economic growth, then that number will decline. And that should be the goal.
But Democratic U.S. Senator Tom Carper of Delaware has some advice for the freshman president.
What I would urge him to do is actually sit down with a group of us, Democrats and Republicans, maybe folks on the tax committees in the House and the Senate, and say, well, what do you think? Really, that's what I used to do as governor. I would bring in the Democrats and Republican legislators and say, well, what do you think? And sometimes, you know, they have good ideas. And I bet we would, too.
The president and the GOP are still focused on getting health care reform out of the Senate, which seems like it will prove to be a monumental task. If Trump manages to sign the first broad tax overhaul in more than three decades, many say that would be an even more monumental achievement. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.